DeltaChat 1.42 is available, which works without specialized servers and using email as a transport. The application code is distributed under the GPL v3 license, and the base library is available under the MPL 2.0. The release is available in Google Play and F-Droid, as well as in builds for Linux, as AppImage, Pacman, RPM, and Deb, Windows, and Mac OS. DeltaChat can work through almost any mail server that supports SMTP and IMAP, and can include attached images and videos. Encryption using OpenPGP and end-to-end encryption is supported using the AutoCrypt or Secure Join decentralized protocols. The traffic is encrypted using TLS and the implementation of regular system libraries. No registration and new services are required, and existing email can be used as an identifier. If the receiver does not use DeltaChat, the message can be read as regular email. By default, only messages from users from the address book and those who previously sent messages, as well as responses to their own messages, are displayed, eliminating spam. Incus 3 is presented from the development team that created LXD and the Linux Containers community. The Incus code is written in Go and is released under the Apache 2.0 license. Incus is an alternative to the LXD project, which is now controlled by Canonical. Incus also plans to eliminate some conceptual errors made during the development of LXD, which break backward compatibility. Commentario 3.0.0 was released, a free comment server for web pages which was forked from the now-abandoned comment server. Commentario allows you to embed the function to leave comments on your site or blog by adding a mere 20 kilobyte JavaScript file to the page. It supports a tree layout of discussions, the use of the markdown format, authentication through social networks, moderation rules, the connection of external services for blocking violations, and management through an administrator interface. The server code of the project is written in Go, and the client code in JavaScript using the Angular framework. Developments of the project are distributed under the MIT license. Red Hat plans to terminate support for the Xorg server in the Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10 distribution, scheduled for the first half of 2025. Xorg server was declared obsolete and scheduled for removal in future RHEL branches a year ago. The ability to run the X11 applications in the Wayland session provided with the X-Wayland DDX server will be saved. The transition will be completed from the X-Window system to a newer stage based on Wayland. Red Hat has been actively involved in developing Wayland from the start, once it became clear that the X11 protocol on the Xorg server have fundamental problems that will not be solved. Tails 5.20, the Amnesic Incognito Live system, was announced, based on Debian and designed for anonymous access to the Internet. Anonymous access is provided by the Tor system. All connections except traffic over the Tor network are blocked by the default packet filter. Encryption is used to store user data in between launches. The ISO image is available, capable of working in live mode. PeerTube version 6.0 is out. PeerTube offers an independent alternative to YouTube, Dailymotion, and Vimeo, independent of individual providers using a content distribution network based on P2P communications and linking visitors' browsers. The project is distributed under the AGPL v3 license. Armbian 23.11 has been released, providing a system environment for single-board computers with processors based on ARM, RISC-V, and x86 architectures based on Allwinner, Amlogic, Action Semi, Freescale/NXP, Marvell Armada, Rockchip, Radska, and Samsung Exynos processors. Debian and Ubuntu packages are used to generate builds, but the environment is rebuilt using its own build system, including optimizations to reduce size, increase performance, and apply additional security mechanisms. More than 30 kernel builds for different ARM and ARM64 platforms are supported. An SDK is provided. When logging in via SSH, an option is provided to use two-factor authentication. The Box64 emulator is included, allowing you to run programs compiled for processors based on the x86 architecture. Ready-made packages are offered for running custom environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XFCE, and Xmonad. The CRIU 3.19 toolkit has been published, designed to save and restore processes in the user's space. CRIU allows you to keep the state of one or a group of processes and then resume operation from a saved position even after rebooting the system or on another server without breaking the already installed network connections. The project code falls under the GPL v2 license. It is used to ensure the reboot of the OS without violating the continuity of the continuous execution of long-term processes, the live migration of isolated containers, the acceleration of the start of slow processes, the implementation of kernel updates without restarting services, the periodic preservation of the state of the refillable computational tasks for the resumption of work in the case of a crash, etc. CRIU is used in container management systems such as OpenVZ, LXC/LXD, and Docker. The changes required for the CRIU operation are included in the main composition of the Linux kernel. Cinnamon 6.0 was announced. The Linux Mint community developed Cinnamon as a fork of the GNOME shell using the Nautilus File Manager and Mutter's Window Manager. Cinnamon is based on GNOME components, but these components are supplied as a periodically synchronized fork, not associated with GNOME external dependencies. The version number increase continues the tradition of using even decimal numbers to number stable versions, 5.6, 5.8, 6.0, etc. The new Cinnamon release will be proposed in the Linux Mint 21.3 distribution, which is scheduled to be released in December. Mesa 23.3.0 has been published, marked with an experimental status. A stable version 23.3.1 will be released when the code has been stabilized. Support for the Vulkan 1.3 graphics API is available in the ANV drivers for Intel GPUs, RADV for AMD GPUs, TU for Qualcomm GPUs, in the LavaPipe software rasterizer, LVP, and in emulator mode, VN. Vulkan 1.1 support is implemented in the NVK driver and Vulkan 1.0 in V3DV. Mesa also provides full OpenGL 4.6 support for i965, Iris, Radeon SI, Zinc, LLVM Pipe, Virgil, FreeDrino, and D3D12. OpenGL 4.5 support is available for AMD R600 and NVIDIA NVC0 GPUs. FlowBlade 2.12 is available, which allows you to compile movies and videos from a set of individual videos, sound files, and images. The editor provides a means for trimming clips with accuracy down to individual frames, processing them with filters, and multi-level layout of images for embedding in the video. The project code is written in Python and distributed under the GPL v3 license. The builds are prepared in Flatpak format. The MLT framework is used for video editing. The FFmpeg library is used to process various video, sound, and image formats. The interface was built using PyGTK. Mathematical calculation uses the NumPy library. PIL is used for image processing. It is possible to use plugins with the implementation of video effect from Freyor, as well as sound plugins, LADSPA and GMIC image filters. Repixture 3.11.0 has been released, a deliberately simplified survival game in a sandbox built on the Mindtest engine. The main elements of the game are agriculture, animals and monsters, villages and residents, achievements. The game uses its original crafting system. The project code was written in Lua and distributed under the LGPL 2.1 license. The new version adds an API, RP_music, replaces some music tracks, and updates translations. A new API is under development which should replace Mob's Redo. Mechanics as breeding, sounds, animation, etc. have been implemented. The strategic game Warzone 2100 4.4.2 is out. Originally developed by Pumpkin Studios and released in the market in 1999, the source code was opened under the GPL v2 license in 2004 and the game continues to be developed by the community. Both single-player against bots and network games are supported, PvE and PvP. Packages are prepared for Ubuntu, Windows, and macOS. The shadow render has been greatly improved, and the model has been updated, and the performance has also been improved. For multiplayer, they added fast messages and a command strategy selection menu. At the request of the community, the balance of the multiplayer game has been changed. The first edition of the Little Direct Media Layer, or LDL, multimedia library is available, developed for operation on outdated equipment. The library provides a simple cross-platform API for working with 2D graphics, window and operating events management, suitable for the development of single games and multimedia applications. The library is already used in the development of an alternative open game engine for the game Arcanum. The project code is written in C++98 and under the Boost Software License 1.0. It is supported in Linux, Debian 3+, and Windows 95+. Support for rendering on the GPU using OpenGL 1.2 and OpenGL 3.0, as well as software rendering on the CPU, Forced, is available. The rendering method can be changed dynamically during the application. Linux supports Xlib, but Wayland support is in development. Functions are provided for sound and loading of various image formats. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.